Tusk focuses on the expanding American battlefield in Africa, where he says the U.S. military is now involved in more than 90% of Africa's 54 nations. In a recent interview with Democracy Now!, he discussed how the U.S.-backed intervention in Libya helped fuel the ongoing militant violence in nearby Mali.
One example is the case of Mali, where you had a U.S.-trained officer who overthrew the democratically elected government there just 2 years ago. Mali was supposed to be a bulwark against terrorism. It was supposed to be a stable success story. Instead, you have that occurrence. Then last year, a U.S.-trained officer overthrew the government of Burkina Faso. I think it's troubling, and you hear the talk about professionalism of the military and that they're instilling values, human rights, these sorts of things. But, in reality, what we're seeing on the continent is very different. And if you look at the groups that we're training on the continent, the militaries we're training, and then you compare them to the State Department's own lists of militaries that are carrying out human rights abuses, that are acting in undemocratic ways, you see that these are the same forces. The U.S. is linked up with forces that are generally seen as repressive, even by our own government.
What is the U.S. interest in Africa?
Well, it's difficult to say for sure. I think that the U.S. has viewed Africa as a place of weak governance, a zone that's prone to terrorism, and that there could be a spread of terror groups on the continent if the U.S. doesn't intervene.